Scott City knew that they would be in for a challenge on Tuesday night against the Lake and Lady Bronx there. It'd be their third straight road trip, but where they were minus Megan Trout, who was out with an injury sustained on Friday night in the first half against Ulysses. Lady Beavers put up a good fight, but fell in the last seconds. 41-38 in a game where Scott City had some lengthy scoring droughts in the ball game that saw Lakin have some big runs. The first came in the first half when Lakin would go on a 13-0 run over about a six-minute stretch in the first and second quarters. Lakin would lead 16-6. Scott City would go on a 13-3 run, tie it up at 19. But then another three-minute drought for Scott City saw Lakin score seven in a row. Beavers would be within five, and they would tie it up in the third quarter about 2 minutes in. And then another five-minute drought where Lakin would score just 5 points. Scott City would take the lead with about 6 minutes to go, 35-33, after Lakin went on a lengthy run of about 9 minutes without a basket. Scott City would go nine in a row there. But then Lakin would score six or five in a row and take a 38-37 lead with under a minute to go. Scott City had another five-minute drought. They would tie it up at 38, but a three-pointer late by Jared Davidson, 1.4 seconds to go, was the game winner. And Lady Beavers had some missed opportunities throughout the ball game and some costly turnovers, but gave it a great effort, falling to a pretty good Lakin team, 41-38. The length for Lakin may have been the story that really hurt Scott City, especially in that first half, but Lady Beavers were a little bit more aggressive in the second half after they did not go to the free throw line in the first half. Scott City would have three players around the 8-9 point mark, as Mackenzie Metzger had a career high with 9, and also Avery Lewis with 9, and Erica Felker with 8. For the Lake and Lady Bronx, it would be 14 for Samantha Vogel, who was big in the game. Aaron Michalis had 13 points off the bench for the Lady Bronx all in the first half, and Jared Davidson had 11. But Scott City saw their 8-game win streak against the Lady Bronx come to an end. But opportunity waits for Scott City as they have three of their final four home games, or three of their final four games at home. It'll be a tough slate, though, with Holcomb coming to town on Friday night.